As the sun sets and the day transitions into tranquil embrace of twilight, you find yourself strolling down a cobblestone street. The distant hum of the city fades, replaced by the soft rustling of leaves in the evening breeze. Ahead, a warm glow of the library window beacons like a lantern in the darkness. The scent of old books and the promise of whispered stories fill the air. You turn, and the feeling rushes through your body as you watch the library unfold right before your eyes through a mist, and you can't help but wonder, was that building always there? An urge rather than a thought moves you forward when you hear the soft bells, almost calling you by name, as you walk up the stairs towards the door. The library door creaks open, and you step into a world of hushed tranquility. The librarian, with a welcoming smile, acknowledges your presence as you cross the threshold into a sanctuary of knowledge. Welcome. You arrived just in time. The library is about to close, but there's always room for one more visitor seeking the solace of words. The shelves are hushed, and the stories are preparing to rest for the night. You're about to witness the final chapter of the day. As you roam through the aisle, feel the serenity that descends upon the library as it readies itself for the embrace of silence. You may choose a book, any book, and let the whispers tale guide you into the twilight of imagination. You know, the world within these pages awakens as the daylight fades and become part of its literal dance in the fading glow. The stories linger, inviting you to join their closing chapters, a tranquil retreat before the final chapter of the night. Allow the gentle sounds of pen capturing thoughts to become the soundtrack of your quiet exploration. As the clock slowly ticks away, lose yourself in the final whispers of the day, letting the words carry you away to distant realms. Tonight you find yourself in the presence of knowledge, surrounded by the wisdom of centuries. Take a seat, for we embark the journey through the hallowed halls of this vast collection of mysteries, or have a look around to see if any of these treasured stories call your name. You decide to do the latter, and walk towards the shelves that the librarian pointed to. The shelves, adorned with literally treasures, cast long shadows in the dimming light. You become part of the silent ballet, moving between the aisles, your fingertips grazing the spines of forgotten tales. The occasional murmur of fellow readers and the soft shuffle of turning pages create a symphony of the evening, as if each sound contributes to the shared reverence of the written word. A scholar, nestled in a corner, delicately transcribes note with a quill, capturing the essence of the stories that have captured their imagination. Your footsteps echo in the harmony with the quiet rhythms of the library as you explore the aisles, feeling the weight of anticipation for the tales awaiting your discovery. The library unfolds before you like a tapestry of words, inviting you to lose yourself in the labyrinth of stories that reside within its shelves. You pass by fellow readers engrossed in their chosen narratives, their eyes reflecting the enchantment of words yet unseen. As you move deeper into the heart of the library, the hushed whispers of knowledge surround you, a chorus of forgotten tales waiting to be rediscovered. The air is thick within the scent of aged paper, a perfume that speaks of countless hands turning the pages of time. You pause, drawn to a particular section, fingers gently tracing along the spines as if the books themselves were whispering their desires to be chosen. The library, a timeless sanctuary, holds the promise of both escape and connection, bridging the gap between reality and the realms of imagination. As the minutes pass, you become part of the silent communion between readers and books, a shared intimacy that transcends the boundaries of the ordinary world. Your journey through the library leads you to a cozy reading nook bathed in the gentle glow of a lamp. The plush chair invites you to sink into its embrace, and you cradle a chosen book in your hand. You hesitate to open the book for a second and gaze around to see if you can spot the librarian. Before you know, you hear her calming voice. And before you know it, you hand her the book you have chosen, and she sits down in front of you. Let me guide you through the forgotten tales and concealed secrets that lie within these ancient volumes. As you listen to the rhythm of my voice, imagine the flickering candlelight casting shadows upon the shelves, revealing the hidden narrative of the night. Feel the weight of leather-bound volumes in your hand as you trace the letters with your fingertips. Each stroke of the pen, each whispered word is a thread connecting us to the stories of the past. The night outside may be dark, but within these walls, we unravel the threads of history with a quiet intensity. Close your eyes and let the words weave a tapestry of dreams as we explore the depths of the unknown together. As she reads, the story unfolds before you, each word a brush stroke on the canvas of your imagination. The characters come alive, and the world within the pages become a refuge from the bustling outside. The distant cracking of the fireplace adds warmth to the ambience, creating a cocoon of comfort as you lose yourself in the narrative. Across the room, a writer feverishly scribbles ideas on the parchment, capturing the sense of inspiration that lingers in the air. The librarian stops for a moment to capture your attention after the writer broke your concentration for nothing more than a second. She smiles at you and carries on with the story, and once again you lost in the old tale and the characters. The library with its mosaic of tales breathes in sync with your own, creating an eternal connection between the reader, the writer, and the characters within the bound realms. Time seems to suspend, and the boundary between the real and the imaginary blurs. The library becomes a portal, transcending the limits of the physical world. As the clock chimes, a subtle reminder that the night progresses, she closes the book with a sigh, and you're grateful for the journey the library has bestowed upon you. Now, my dear listener, as you leave this sanctuary of knowledge, may the echoes of the night linger in your thoughts, and may the whispers of the library accompany you in the realm of dreams. Now, my dear visitor, as the library prepares to rest, take with you the tranquility found within these walls, and may your dreams be filled with the echoes of the stories you encountered. She stands up, and you do the same without she even telling you to do so. You walk behind her as the doors open by themselves, as you step outside with the librarian behind you. The fresh night air gently caresses your face as it slowly brings you back to reality. The time has come to bid farewell to these pages and to the quiet symphony of the library. But before you go, let the lost moments within these walls be a sanctuary for your thoughts. As you step into the night, carry with you the essence of the stories you touched, the wisdom you gained, and the peace that lingers in the air. The keys now turn, sealing the library's secrets until the morning light. Remember the whispers that danced in the air, a final encore before the curtain falls. The world outside may be bustling, but within these walls, the quiet lingers and the stories remain patiently, waiting for the next reader to unfold their mysteries. As you walk away, let the serenity of the library accompany you, a whispered melody in the symphony of night. Until tomorrow, when the doors open once more, and the library welcomes new visitors into its embrace. Sleep well, and may your dream be filled with the magic of words. You walk down the stairs looking up the stars that started to show themselves in the street that became quiet now. a bigger gust of wind blown your way, and you had your coat together. Once it was gone, you turned back towards the library to see it was nowhere to be seen, and you wonder, was the encounter or just a daydream? However, the book you held between your fingers served as a reminder of the realness of the events and the library and its keeper. And the paper on the book reads as follows. Remember, you're always welcome in the library when you want to escape from the real world.